There is not enough reason.
His name was Jude. You love him? You love him not? You love him? You love him not? That's how my roommate at Makerere University, Patricia, teases me about him. I always deny having even the remotest feelings for him. I don't know who delivered it, but yesterday he wrote me a note saying, "My teeth are so white they shine like diamonds." You see, in around 2003, Jude was a Congo mineral broker. The fact that he knows what genuine diamonds are makes that compliment warm my heart. Do I like him? Do I love him? I've never been in love, so this is so confusing. Is it okay to love him? Gosh, what am I thinking? My mother would beat the living daylights out of me if she opened my mind and found that I'm thinking about a man. Moreover, a guy from the West. I remember how she made noise for my younger sister Tara when she stopped to talk to some guys near the shops. Are men that evil? The lady I have for a mother would kill me if word got to her that I'm here at a noisy Wandergear restaurant waiting for Jude. He left the mineral business and now facilitates motivational workshops all over town. It was at such a workshop at campus last week that I met him. Don't ask how we got to exchange phone numbers. "Allow me to buy you coffee and dinner," his text message read. Even though my heart instantly said yes, I opened my armory of excuses. I sent him a text saying how tired I was having been in the Kampala sun all afternoon, then stuck in a one-hour jam on Bombo Road. But Jude insisted that a nice person like me deserved a good meal before resting. By then, it was about 7:40 p.m., which meant that I wouldn't make it to Mary Stuart Hall before they stopped serving supper. So, after agreeing with myself that I had resisted enough, I gave in. "Never look too desperate," Patricia always says. Jude called to ask where I wanted to eat. I told him that I usually like tipsy takeaway, but these days I prefer Victorina, which has a buffet. "I like to eat real food, not junk," I said, hoping to impress. That was beside the lip gloss I'd redone. Oh my God, what am I doing? Why have I accepted this offer? Is this a date? No, it's not. We are simply eating out. What if someone sees me and tells mommy? Before I know it, gossip will have it that I'm detoothing men all over Kampala. Damn. Students are all over the place. In the restaurant. Walking by the traffic outside. I look down just in case anyone recognizes me. I reach for my brown Kyondo bag on the floor. I rummage through it in search of my phone. I need to SMS Jude and let him know that this whole thing is off. "Hello, pretty." Too late. That lively voice can only be Jude's. I look up and try to force a smile. My heart is already in a mini marathon. I can't tell what's scaring me. Jude's presence or fear of mommy finding out that I'm in a man's company and not in my university room. "Gina, is anything wrong?" Jude asks. I shake my head. Wow, that's really sensitive of him. Jude is wearing brown cargo pants and a white polo shirt plus copper bangle and silver watch. That was how I felt on our first date 4 months ago. I remember he took a seat in front of me and thanked me for finally accepting his offer of dinner. We went to the buffet section where I took rice, sweet potatoes, malakwang, and dry meat done with odi. He helped himself to matoke, chapati, with beans and ghee. Back at our table, we laughed at the difference between our choices of food. Then I busied myself eating. But whenever I looked up, he was looking at me, and I had to glance away. When Jude slowly walked me back to campus, we talked a lot, and I found out that he's 26, 5 years my senior, and from Ntungamo district. Damn, I said under my breath. That pushed me out of my silly denial. He was from the West after all. But with time, I got to see many fine things in him. He's kind-hearted, very smart, and open. I like that in a man. I decided that tribe shouldn't be a barrier between us. He never ceased to praise my culture, our food, dance, my typically dark skin. I haven't told Mummy or Tara about him yet. Mummy would question my morality and wonder if there are no more Acholi men. She'd tell Auntie Adoko, who never ceases to find fault in Westerners. Even if they don't like the idea of Jude, I'll put up a fight, because our love is worth more than diamonds. I've met his friends, and he wants me to meet his family. To tell the truth, I'm not keen about that, because he says they're pretty rigid. Now I know that a heartache can't kill. It's been 2 weeks since Jude broke it off. Moments ago, I was in the library, working on my dissertation, but all I could think about was Jude. Like a zombie, I walked out, leaving my fellows behind. Angels must be watching over me, because I don't know why Aboda Boda hasn't crushed me. I'm at Victorina restaurant. At the very table where Jude and I had our first date, the waitress asks if she can take my order. I decline. Instead, I use a coin and scratch an airtime card to reveal the numbers. Once I've loaded the credit, I start composing a message. Hi, I'm at Victorina. Can you come now? I need to talk. I type Tara's number. No, not Tara. Even though she's crazy and rebellious herself, she'll fox me and tell Mummy. I'll call Patricia. No. She just might tell everyone how she had warned me that North and West simply can't mix. I hate love. I hate Jude. I hate me. I hate Uganda. Did I fall for the wrong person or the wrong tribe? Can you imagine? Jude once told me that my eyes twinkle like the stars. He compared my skin to fine black leather. He said my elegance shamed the crested crane. As tradition dictates, he hunted me down. Have you ever seen a hen running away from a cock? That's how I ran. I ran like a gazelle, galloping from a lion in the open savannah. But as nature has it, you can run, but you can't hide from certain things. If truth be told, I loved the chase. I became the gazelle, feasted on by the lion. My innocence was taken. Actually, I gave it away on the finest tray. Then he let go. Yet the elders would have eventually blessed us. Don't disturb me, Jude. Jude, what do you want? Sweet mango, I need to see you. See me? For what? You dissolved our affair. You said we had no future because your family would die if you married a girl from across the Nile. Then you insisted that we cut contact. But Angel, no! I argued, pleaded, begged, and cried thunderstorms until I decided that a woman shouldn't stoop that low. So I let go. Now you want to see me, eh?
Baby, I've been thinking...
Baby? I'm not your baby anymore. Don't you remember? You killed it. Simply because your family didn't appreciate my tribe. So, if you knew your family's feelings, why did you bother to pursue me? Was I an experiment? Gina, don't talk that way. Why did you call if you don't want me to talk? Jude, remember we talked about marriage? You joked about who our children would look like? We argued about whose color they would be?
Pretty, please hear me out.
Jude, it hurt when you couldn't fight for me. You feel standing up for me threw everything away like wind that blows off a grass roof. Tribe, tell me, was that reason enough? Couldn't you be a man? Stand strong like a mahogany tree? Wasn't I worth a fight?
I was willing to handle my family. Gina, things were thorny. So many relatives on my case. But like I said, I've been thinking.
Well, good luck in your thinking. Where I come from, there are men too. Tall, dark, handsome ones, who can value and love me. I love you, Jude. But please don't call me again. Ever.